The U.S. Supreme Court today will meet in closed session to decide whether to consider Wisconsin's John Doe investigation. That secret probe was looking into whether Governor Walker's 2012 recall campaign broke campaign finance laws by illegally coordinating with outside advocacy groups. WUWM's Latoya Dennis joins us this morning to update us on where things stand. Good morning, Latoya.
Hi, Rachel.
So, Latoya, why don't we start by having you catch us up on all the genesis of this John Doe probe?
So, the investigation began back in 2012 when Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm launched a probe into Governor Walker's recall campaign. Now, during a previous John Doe involving Walker aides and associates while he was Milwaukee County executive, it's believed Chisholm came across information leading him to question certain activities during Walker's recall campaign. Those questions centered around whether the campaign illegally coordinated fundraising with the conservative group Wisconsin Club for Growth. Four other district attorneys joined the investigation along with a special prosecutor.
So how did this end up before the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, let's fast forward to 2015 for that. That's when the Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered the DAs to end their probe. The majority of justices concluded that the campaign did not violate campaign finance laws, and the court ordered the prosecutors to destroy all the evidence they had collected. Basically, the Wisconsin Club for Growth brought forth the legal challenge to stop the investigation. And again, the group prevailed before the state Supreme Court. Prosecutors went on to win permission to appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court and to keep the evidence they had collected until the high court decides whether to intervene. Now, one argument the prosecutors are making is that at least two of the four Wisconsin justices who voted to shut down the John Doe probe should have recused themselves. They say the justices were beneficiaries of some of the same money interests that had helped the Walker recall effort. The Wisconsin Club for Growth insists the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in Citizens United allows corporations to spend unlimited cash on issue ads that don't say vote for or against someone. So the club says all the activities were legal.
And earlier this month, Latoya, the Guardian newspaper released around 1,500 pages of leaked documents pertaining to the case the prosecution was building. Has there been any fallout from that?
The simple answer, yes. The papers indicate who has contributed big money to Republicans here, and in some cases, how those groups have fared when it comes to legislation. Walker says he has always been following through on promises he made to voters regarding changes in state policy. Now, several groups insist the documents prove illegal collaboration, that the governor was, in fact, raising big money for Wisconsin Club for Growth, which in turn helped him. Meanwhile, a number of state Republicans have called upon Attorney General Brad Schimmel to find out who leaked the documents.
Do you have any idea when the Supreme Court might announce its decision?
Well, there's a chance we could learn today whether the High Court will hear the case.
Okay. Thank you very much, Latoya.
No problem, Rachel.